Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Back Porch Theology. You know what that music means. It's Throat Punch Edition, Christmas style. 100% American and 100 proof biblical Christian. That's right. Taking the humanist ideas of the day to the woodshed and giving you things to say to do battle out there in the marketplace to exalt Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So I'm at the park in my neighborhood right now, and I got three of my favorite things with me. I got four. I got my Hop Gun. It's a great little IPA made by Funky Buddha Brewery. I got my dog Bentley, 75-pound boxer. I got my Santa hat on, and I have my Smith & Wesson 9mm Shield 3.5-inch barrel. Fantastic. Good times. It's Christmas. Let's be sure to party hardy like it's 1999, right? Or like it's the night before the rapture. yes, so Christmas, what a great time of year, right? Christmas is the absolute best time of the year because it's the time of year where everybody wants to be a Christian. That's right, they start singing our songs. They start celebrating our traditions. That's right, Christians own Christmas. And so something you can say to your atheist friends or neighbors or family members when you come to their house for things for Christmas time and they have a Christmas tree up and their stereo is booming the sounds of Good Christian Men Rejoice with heart and soul and voice, you can tell them, hey, don't you want to really mean this stuff? Don't you really want to be a Christian? So there are pious reform people. There are pious Christians out there that they fall into the pit of pietism. Now, piety is good, but pietism is bad. Pietism seeks to divorce the natural from the supernatural. And that's not the reality. That's not a true metaphysic, a true reality. It's not the world that God has made, right? So when Christ was incarnated 2,000 years ago, He came as a baby boy and grew into a man. He didn't just come down as a ghost or a spirit being. He was a two-part person, like every single person since Adam has been, soul and body. Christ came to redeem all things. He is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and He told us to disciple the nations. Right? So He's the King of the material and the immaterial world. The ditch that pietism falls into is the ditch that all millennialists fall into, which is that Christ is King of the spirit, but not so much of the physical. He's King in heaven, but not so much on earth. And we want to reject that idea. We want to take that idea to the woodshed because, well, it just ain't true. And so when you're interacting with... Okay, so let me just pause right there again and say that part of the reason why we are here on Back Porch Theology is to equip you to take every bad idea and make it obey Christ. That's what we're commanded to do in the New Testament, is to take every thought captive and make it obey Christ. That's why we have to be engaged in the war of the worldviews out there. And Christianity is not just relegated to our daily Bible time or our Sunday morning worship. It is all of Christ for all of life. That's the life that Christ has called us to live, always pressing for the crown rights of King Jesus and making every thought obey Christ. So as we interact with our family members, our friends, our even some of our fellow churchmen this Christmas season, you'll inevitably have your Christians who are more pious than God, and they'll say, don't you know that Christmas was a pagan holiday? Now, before you respond, you want to turn down the radio that's blaring joy to the world, the Lord has come. Or you can recall to them times where you were walking around Walmart or the mall this Christmas season and people were humming along with Christ has come to make His blessing flow as far as the cursed is found. In the marketplace, in the pagan marketplace, they're singing joy to the world, the Lord has come. They're singing, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here. those are Christian songs. Those songs belong to Christians. And everyone is singing them, right? So Christ is King of all, including holidays. And he's reconciling the whole wide world to himself through his death on the cross, through the pouring out of his Spirit, and the conquering power of his church as we march forth in triumph, right? So the end vision is that all the nations of the world will stream up the mountain of the Lord, and the knowledge of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the seas. So back to our throat punch. When your pious, super pious, pietistic friends say, "Hey, what's with all this celebration and making merry? Bah humbug. Don't you know that Christmas was a pagan holiday?" And you can, again, turn down the anthem of praise coming out of the radio and say, Christmas was, past tense, a pagan holiday. It's not anymore.